For me, it was kind of a busy week last week. Mike and I went up to Midland for their club meeting, which is their Christmas get-together out at the Red Oak restaurant in Sanford. And I had a good dinner up there, and they do the white elephant gifts. So I got a couple things in there that came out of somebody's basement, but actually there's a couple of parts in there I can use. So a couple of those might probably go to the club auction come September to try and sell for that, but a couple of the items in the box I will keep. So that's a good thing at least. And the rest of the week, from Saturday night, I had a dinner with my old motorcycle group again up in Sanford at the Sanford Lake Bar, and boy, it was a tough go coming home with that snow coming down. I followed the snowplow down 10 headed east at about 40, 45 miles an hour was about it, and I followed them all the way until they turned off, did a turnaround on 47. They just came off 10, went down to a loop, and got off and headed back on 10 to go back the opposite direction. So they were plowing the roads and salting as we were going, so I just stayed behind the plow to make it safe. And then Saturday or Sunday, my brother and sister-in-law were up for a visit, so we went out for dinner again. So we went out for dinner 3 days out of four there, so we'll stay home for a while. Been working on 3D projects. Got one project completed, tested, and it's functioning fine. Got another one done, and I got another one started on the printer tonight. So I'm working on the remote control unit for the Christmas train that I did crowdfunding on. So that project will start. That will be another long-duration project. So depending on how far I take that project with the number of cars for the train, this will be into an 80 to 100 hour print and probably 40 plus hours of build time. So this will be a long duration project. So it'll be done a little at a time for a long period of time, I guess. But it's fun doing that, enjoying that. And as Mike said, we got the board meeting coming up on Wednesday. And yeah, with the prices of everything go up, we've been in COVID mode on the dues for since 20, so for 5 years. So we've got to look at what we can do in order to be able to make sure we cover the expenses without any dip too much into the club savings and that, so the club is able to continue on. So with that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, KCAYVF.